The film comes on the heels of the first one we did in 2018. And again, it's another tool that we're using to create awareness around rape. Not just awareness, but also provide a tool that parents and community members can use to have conversations with their children or family members around rape and sexual molestation, which is an issue here in Liberia.
Brenda, the issue of rape took center stage last week in Liberia with three consecutive days of protest. How serious is the issue of rape now in Liberia?
It is an issue of concern. And personally, one of the things I've said over and over is that we declared a state of emergency in Liberia when we had only one or two cases of coronavirus. The entire country was shut down, schools were closed, everything, curfew enforced, et cetera. We've had over 900 reported cases in the last 4 or 5 months. And out of that, you've only had about 20 convictions. You have a lot of the cases not really materializing into anything concrete. Majority of the cases, I believe I saw somewhere 60% of the 900 cases have been perpetrated against children, children under the age of 18. So this has really caused a lot of concern. There have been a lot of, conversations around it, a lot of anger in the communities. People who are alleged rapists are let go by the police. The system is, poorly funded in a way that allows a lot of loopholes for people to get away with crimes. And so what happened in 3 days protest or campaign really was a call to action to the government to do more and declare rape a national emergency and to bring this issue on the forefront.
Do you think that enough is being done to tackle the issue of rape in Liberia?
More needs to be done. I don't think enough is being done. You have people going to the police. One of the things that we've mentioned repeatedly is around support to the police and the different airports around the country. A family will go and make a complaint of, alleged rape or whatever to their on their child or their family member. And then the police are not providing logistics that they need to even go and arrest. So most times when a family go and makes a complaint, the burden falls back on the family to transport police officers to go and make arrests or even to follow up. The system is such that there's a lot of back and forth that in the process, people get discouraged and saying nothing's going to come out of this. I might as well just try to treat my child. There are cases of people going to the one-stop centers that have been established and there are no medication there. There are no rape kits, etc. So more needs to be done.
How prevalent is molestation in Liberia?
It's very prevalent, and a lot of times people don't talk about it because, again, it's usually committed by a family member or a close friend of the family. Personally, it was one of the reasons why I came out with my story in 2017, and the intent really was to bring out this topic because it happens a lot in our society. We condone it, but we don't talk about it. So it's very pervasive. And I was very surprised, actually, when I came out with my story of being molested as a child, just the sheer number of people that came out and said, explained how they themselves had been or they know somebody who had been. And sitting in a room with women and you're having conversation, you just realize just how many persons in that room had been molested as a child. So it is something that is pervasive, and it takes all of us to start to push and change this narrative, having conversations with our boys, having conversations with our brothers, to stop this act.
Thank you very much for making the time to talk with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Buddy.